Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, I pray for the first ladies, oh God. Oh God, my Father,
Touch them, oh God. Give them a good stand in need of the prayer for their husbands, oh God. Their husbands have to bring word, oh God. Break bread and life, oh God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, you would touch our children, oh God. Lord, don't forget our children, oh God. Lord, camp your angels around our babies, oh God. Oh God, protect them, oh God, like never before. They're hurting right now, oh God. But Lord, we know that you are God and God. This high, you look low, and you never make a mistake. And for that cause, Lord, we say thank you. Oh, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, you will touch my family members, oh, God. Touch my spiritual family, oh, God. Touch anybody right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are high power, oh, God. We know that you're a rock, you're a land. Oh, God, we thank you on this day, oh, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will help us, oh, God. Love one another, oh, God. Encourage each other, oh, God. Build each other up, oh, God, when it's torn down, oh, God. Somebody pray for us, oh, God. That's why we're here today. Somebody pray for us, oh, God. You know, we want to say thank you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lead, guide, and direct every footstep, oh God. Lord, we know that you're God that holds the world in the palm of your hands, oh God. Before they cause, Lord, we say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the one you have already got done, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives, oh God. Lord, we know that you are Lord, King of Kings. Oh God, we thank you on this day, oh God. Lord, we pray right now. We pray for Uganda, oh God. All those people over there who are sick, oh God. We pray for everybody in this nation, oh God. Lord, we know that we cannot make it without you, oh Father. Before they call, Lord, we just say thank you, Lord, for what you've done for this year, oh God. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, you will help us to stay the course. Help us to continue to run the race, oh God, while we're here today, oh God. Lord, we don't know when our days come, oh God, but we just want to praise you, oh God. Praise you like never before, Lord. We thank you for the building that's on the way, Lord. We thank you for every glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and what you have already done. We thank you, Lord, that you would touch right down in the name of Jesus. Lord, the building, oh God. Lord, let it be all that we ask for in our prayers, oh God. Let it be all for those who come, oh God. Come with us, oh God, to lift you up, to glorify you, oh God, because you so deserve it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, this is my prayer on this morning, oh God. Lord, I pray for those who are incarcerated. I pray for those who can't raise their hand. I pray for those who don't have activity of their lungs. I pray for those, oh God, who need you right now, oh God. We all need you right now, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We're going to praise you in, and we're going to praise you going out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, let the words in my mouth and meditation in my heart be acceptable in that sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Hallelujah. We joined the Powerpuff Sunday International Victory Church. And our motto, hey, is never broken or made whole by God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, arise, and go down to the Father's house, and then I will cause you to hear my word. Then I rose and went down to the prophet's house, and there he wrought a work on the wheel. and the vessel that he has made of clay. With God in the hand of the potter. So he made it to get another vessel which came good for the potter to make it.
Hallelujah.
And then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God,
Lord, yeah,
whose heart is the Father,
Lord,
whose face is the Son,
thank you,
whose voice is the Holy
thank
Spirit,
you,
and whose hands and feet is the Church.
Thank you,
and that includes us.
Yes, Father. Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Is a men's and women's fellowship.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You never know how you're going to touch somebody's life. Hallelujah.
witnessing to them about Jesus and then giving them a gift. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Those that win souls must be wise. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
God will give us many tools. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. Use the tools that he's given me. We just thank God for all that he's done. All that he's doing and all that he's going to do. Hallelujah. Through his ministry. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we know if I've got any stories. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God. Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He wants to do
something
special right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We're going to play this song again. I'm with y'all.
Hallelujah. Give me up my hands.
To God is more than enough. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Thank you,
well, I know all of us ought to give him a wave offer.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, you are everything, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell me what the Lord wants to
say. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It's by your name.
We shall not all of us seek in the world.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
would still tell them this story. Right now, I'll pray. It's a story. Turn the course of rivers that were done to destroy. Bring that all of us together. Push up and get some of that atmosphere. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Bathe in the glow. On the glory of the Lord today, Lord. On the glory of the Lord. On the glory of the Lord.
Thank you.
You got loved ones that are looking for healing, and here now, you are the conduit for that healing. We see the glory of the Lord today. We see the blessings of the Lord today. You are the fulfillment center, and you're going to take healing to that loved one, to that neighbor, to that friend.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I thank God for all of you who joined the crusade, tell at least one person a day that you love them. And put some icing on the cake that God loves them too. And you really want to fix it up, you can tell that there ain't nothing you can do about it. For just a few minutes up in here, we got to tell some folk up in here that we love them.
Hallelujah.
But the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we get a chance and we're out of here, we're on our job or wherever in our neighborhood, we can tell some folk I love you with the love of the Lord. Because some folk, you need the love of the Lord that has got you.
Amen.
I love you
Amen.
Too.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on now. It's easy. It's not like you haven't seen it.
It's in every bulletin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody in here know what TSD is?
Yes. Amen.
I heard somebody in the back say yes.
He would say yes.
He is. Take anything that's not yours.
Uh-huh.
Don't say anything that's not true.
Uh-huh.
And don't do anything that's not right.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
How did you come on down?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Those are three steps.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
What in the world is wrong with y'all? Oh, it's under the anointing. Hallelujah. The scriptural basis for this ministry.
Jeremiah 18, 1 to 6.
In Jesus' name. A prince in your kingdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, don't say. Every elder and every prop, every evangelist in here, come up here and lay hands on this anointed child in Jesus' name. Come right now. Quickly. Come right now. Who say,
Hallelujah.
More of thee, Lord.
Move on before my heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup. Go ahead, Pastor Peace.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench.
Come and quench.
This thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, bread of
heaven,
feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Yeah,
thank you, Jesus.
I want to share this with you.
Thank you.
All of you, before I forget it, at the end of the service today, I need to meet with all those that did go on our Super Saturday event for a recap for about 5 to 10 minutes after the service.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare not come before the people of God without asking God, Lord, what do you want me to share or what do you want me to say? Because of myself, I can't. I'm myself, I'm nothing. Hallelujah. And I can't do anything without the Lord. And I'm not smart enough to think, Lord God, oh, I can do this all by myself. No. I need Jesus for everything. Believe you me. And it came to me about a song teacher. And this is one of the scriptures my mother used to always talk about. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but a grievous word stirreth anger. And so many times we have seen the results of a grievous word in the news. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, every time there was a mass shooting in companies, it was because some supervisor said the wrong thing about something grievous to a coworker, treated them wrong, and said something that their coworker didn't like. And a lot of times it was because of a word that someone said and that other, the recipient absorbed it in their spirit and say, oh, no, they ain't going to get away with this. I'm going to handle this. Hallelujah. But what can a soft answer do? It can prevent an attitude from developing between spouses.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Don't you know the word of God says that my prayers can be hindered if I don't treat this man right here right, if I don't say the right things, if I don't answer him right correctly, and believe me, God has put me in check plenty of times. Oh, hallelujah. I watch how I answer the man of God. I even watch my thoughts. Because God knows my thoughts. He may not hear my thoughts. My husband may not hear my thoughts. God knows my thoughts. So therefore, I'll watch even my thoughts that I have even towards my husband, because I don't want my prayers hindered, and I don't want to, and if I come off and I'm going through something, I answer him too fast, too sharply, he'll put me in check like, honey, that you kind of answered me, kind of cursed at me, and I have to apologize. But if I catch my own stuff, the Holy Spirit puts me in check, and then I'm going to come off the right way. Hallelujah. What else can a soft answer do? It can show respect to another. Hallelujah. A lot of my supervisors, where I retired from, were younger than me, but it was always, yes, sir, yes, ma'am,
It doesn't matter if a supervisor, whatever their age is, if they're your supervisor, they deserve respect. Hallelujah. It can quench a fire from starting in the first place. If you say the right thing, no matter what someone is saying to you, they can be calling you everything but a child of God. But if you come off to them the right way, no matter what they're giving you, you come off to them the right way, not giving them word for word, not giving them fire for fire, because you don't take fire to a fire to put out a fire. But if you give them what they're not expecting, it just blows their mind.
Yeah.
They can, and the enemy can be using them, and they know what they're saying is plucking your last nerve. But when you say, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and you smile and you aren't giving them what they're giving you, it's just like, they wonder, like, what's going on with this person? What's going on with them? And sometimes they're trying to egg you into a corner for you to come off the wrong way so they can find you, so they can write you up, so they can get rid of you because they don't want you there anyway. But because of the way you're coming off back at them, you aren't giving them a reason to write you up. You aren't giving them a reason to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
What else can a soft answer do? They can take the wind out of the enemy's sail when they are looking for a fight anyway. Hallelujah. What else can a soft answer be? In 1 Samuel 16, it can calm an upset person's spirit like music. Just like David played for Saul, it calmed his spirit. Hallelujah. That's what a soft answer can do. Hallelujah. It can restore a relationship. Just with someone saying, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? Hallelujah. And you know what I found out? It doesn't, just because you're saying, will you forgive me, it doesn't mean that you're the one wrong. It doesn't mean you're wrong.
No.
But will you forgive me? Because that person sees that you're wrong. So therefore, you are ministering to the part of them that thinks you're wrong. They will, please forgive me for what I said. Please forgive me. Will you forgive me for what I said? Because in their mind, you're across the line. You're really across the line. But you're saying, will you forgive me? And you know what? And it's taking the wind out of his sail. It's changing their mind. And it's making them scratch their head. Like, and they know, they know you didn't.
Right.
But the enemy is just trying to use them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Psalms 25:11 says, words that be spoken are like apples of gold and pitchers of silver.
Mm-hmm.
And also Isaiah 50:4 says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Hallelujah. You can minister to God, can give you the words to minister to someone that is going through turmoil on the inside, and God can give you just what to say to calm that person's spirit, to give them the answer that they need. Hallelujah. They can be just all over the place in their mind, just all types of sources and stuff. And God is dropping your spirit just what that person needs. And when you speak it to them, it's just like, oh, wow. It can calm their spirit. It can be just like you putting baking soda on a grease fire. Because you know you don't throw water on a grease fire, right? And you don't take fire to put out a fire. That's just nonsense. But the word of God given to someone that's in turmoil, that's in just all over the place, just about to, someone, and you never know when someone's on the edge, when somebody is just about to go over, when they just can't take any more, and God brings you across their path, and the smile that you have on your face, the word of God that he's already dropped in your spirit, hallelujah, and then you give them a little scripture wristband, hallelujah, the word of God on it, hallelujah, and it's just what they need, because you done stomped on that fire all different kinds of ways, hallelujah, and you have put life, you have spoken life into that person. So, saints of God, no matter where you go,
no matter who you encounter. And we go to many places. We have to wear many hats. And everybody that we encounter is not saved until the Holy Ghost. So therefore, they've been saying all kinds of things and a whole lot of crazy things. And you looking at them and, what in the world are they smoking? Hallelujah. A lot of times, we can smell what they're smoking. Hallelujah. So you just don't know what they're going through. Hallelujah. What they're going through mentally. But God will give you just what it is that they need, what their soul needs. Hallelujah. And it is Jesus. Hallelujah. And don't you know you can win someone to the Lord? It can start. What you're saying, what God is going to lead you to say, you start that person and wondering like, wow, I need to go chase. I need Jesus. I need jump. I know what I'm doing. Just my head. Hallelujah. You can change someone's world just by the word that you speak. If we have the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us, and the same power that's in Genesis, and God said, he created the world, he divided the waters, he divided the waters from the furnace, he did all of this, he spoke life, hallelujah. That's the same power that we have within us. We can speak life into someone else's world. We can change someone else's world. Hallelujah. We can speak to them, and as we spoke to them, we can continue to speak, and they don't know what happened. Hallelujah. But their world will be changed forever just through the word, hallelujah, that we have spoken into their life. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonders.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles and blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the pastor's corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
On today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask that you would bless. Thank you, Father. Anoint in Jesus' name. We thank you for the elements.
Amen. Yes.
And the text on today, it says to examine yourself.
Amen.
And we do just that.
Mm-hmm.
With the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 9:22b. Thank you. Revelations 1:5b. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves,
yes.
Healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19, Jesus, I set before your life and death, blessings and curses, choose life for you and your children to live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We'll check everybody. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper, which it would say. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word.
Amen.
Psalm 138, verse 2. But Oshea came up with more question. On the same night, for which the Lord Jesus Christ has betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was broken for us. Matthew 15:23. St. John chapter 3, verse 1. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26, Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the chief of your pastor. The healing is the bread of your children. Now every man, woman, boy, and girl in this community, consider the safest country in the world to be faithful to God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For the peace of Jerusalem, Israel, and the peace of the city, the countryside, the valley on the mountaintop, the peace in the land, we pray for that. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord.
for touching our family, our loved ones, those that we have in our minds and in our hearts. Those that ask us to pray for. High water, God. Mother, the Lord, ask. Other, we take it off of you. We don't take care of you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's sing together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Of the sense of mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our done. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We don't take it. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word says, come on, shut out of the Lord. Father,
thank you.
Make a no effect. Things to nil. Be righteous. Remember, it's utterly destroyed. every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. Thank you, Lord, for holding communion under us. We remember you, Lord.
Yes.
And because of who we are, for the ever must they say that.
Yes.
And whose we are. That's how it's supposed to say that. And what we are. We boldly share our family daily confession today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our family, and our father's family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty fingers in Jesus' name, living, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We're a fivefold ministry. We're gifted in ministry. We're friendly. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now to him was able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Pastor Peter's one time.
Now for the way!
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word on today.
Thank you.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this opportunity nor this responsibility lightly.
Thank you.
But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Use us for your glory today.
Hallelujah.
Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with the Holy Spirit, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Touch these lips of courage, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and fullness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings fall in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to bind you. And we thank you, Lord God, we bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, the power. We bless your name today. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
There was a man named Noah. He was sent by God to change the world, to change the way we did things.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, God endowed him with knowledge and intelligence. He was born October 16th, 1758. And he died.
Hallelujah.
May 28th, 1843. And his name meant something to educators, to people who wanted to learn. His group back readers ministered to five generations of Americans, taught them how to spell and how to read. In 1828, he put out his first extensive dictionary called the Webster Dictionary. Noah Webster, hallelujah. 3 years later, after he had passed, the Marion brothers bought the rights to his Dixon. That's why you hear Marion hyphen Webster. What's significant about Noah and his dictionary? Three words he had in his dictionary. And before I share them, Pastor Peters, can you read? Give the addresses real quick.
Yes. Proverbs 3:27. First Timothy 5:22. Ecclesiastes 5:5. Proverbs 15:1. John 3:3. 2 Corinthians 5:17. James 1:5-6. 2 Corinthians 5:18. 2 Thessalonians 3:10-15. James 4:17.
Hallelujah. These three words. One word, helping. The next word is enabling, and the next word is enabler. Helping sounds like a good word, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
If through your means or resources, you help somebody do something that they're not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You have another word called enabling, and that's a verb. Is that right? Enabling, that's a verb. And it sort of means the same thing. Through your means and resources, you are helping somebody do something that they're not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the third word is a little different. It's a negative. Enabler, that's a noun. And that's a person that does something for somebody that could have done it for themselves.
Amen.
They didn't allow them to do it themselves.
Uh-huh.
They were an enabler.
Yes.
The title of this message is how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. Let me say that again. The title of this message is how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. What does unsound mean? It means it goes against the Bible. Because you stand on the Bible, you're on solid ground.
Amen.
You stand on anything else, emotion, or even familial relationship. I mean, family or friendship, but it's not Bible. It's unsound.
Amen.
Now, Caroline Lee, Dr. Caroline Lee, said that 75 to 95% of all illnesses and sicknesses are caused by stress and the way we think. Bad thoughts.
Mm.
When a fork in the road comes, and you got a lot of them, you get maybe about, you won't realize it, but you get about 40,000 is what one doctor said, scientist. 40,000 forks in the road in a day. That sounds a little much to me. But you have situations where you can say no or yes, or yes or no. Now, we are going to eliminate a lot of some problems that you have. Because the title of this message is How to Say No When... How to say no when it's spiritually unsound to say yes. Let's do it this way. How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. Say neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You're going to learn how to say no. When it is spiritually unsound to say yes.
To say yes. No.
Somebody's going to be free today.
Hallelujah.
Because folks come to you, number one, hallelujah. I saw it, y'all. Romans 8:1 says, therefore now no condemnation is left but in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Somebody trying to put a guilt trip on you, you can say no.
That's right. Amen.
That's completely
right.
Just say that. I don't care if it's your children, your mama, your daddy, your son, your daughter, your uncle, the pastor, they're trying to put a guilt trip on you.
Right.
You can say no.
That's right. Amen.
Because you know that's not of God.
That's right.
You heard?
Amen.
Okay. Amen. That's one of the set blocks locked down.
That's right.
But what would she say, KBD?
Hallelujah.
Give me the first scripture.
Proverbs 3:27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it.
Now that sounds good. But see what happens. What was that, 27?
Yes.
But what does 26 say?
For the Lord shall be thy confidence and keep thy foot from being taken.
Oh, okay. Look here. There are some people, and I've said this before, you may not have taken notes, but there are four types of people in the world. Those are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The subtract and divide folks are those that want to take your stuff. They want to live off faith, but they don't want to live off your faith. They want you to, one lady came up to me one day when I was a single parent and said, pick up all your rent, I'll pay it back to you on Friday. Now, this person I would see every 6 or 8 months. And they didn't have a job. What, are they going to rob a bank on Friday? But they tried to give me a guilt trip. It's not of God, yours,
amen,
y'all.
Amen.
If somebody that you know real well trying to put you on a guilt trip, it's either they're full of the devil or they're being used by the devil.
Uh-huh.
But the devil's involved. I want you to know that. Coach, you kidding me. The subtract and divide, folks. The sister, we call it sister tragedy. And we all have tragedy in our lives, is that right?
Amen.
But not every day.
Not every
week, y'all.
Uh-huh.
The brother I call brother trouble. And we do have trouble in our lives, is that right?
Amen.
And y'all talk to me now.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen. Not every day.
But not every day.
Amen.
Not every week.
Uh-huh.
And they always coming to you with their hand out.
Mm.
Every month they want to borrow $20. Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Then one month they might want to borrow $25. And they'll pay it back. And then one month they want, because they're going to pay it back $25 or $30 for about 5 or 6 times. So can you loan me $500?
Oh,
and you say, well, they have a track record of paying back. And you loan them the $500, they're going to witness protection service.
Mm-hmm. You can't find them no more.
But then when you finally find them, you ask them, what about my money? They get mad at you. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Those of us who subtracted the God, these are negative people.
Yes,
you only go around them if God sent you on a mission. You understand?
Yes.
What I'm, I don't care if it's family members. You know who they are.
Amen.
It's not like a surprise. Oh, a surprise. They're negative. You have known them for years. You know you can't tell them anything good because they'll find something wrong with you telling them something good. Come on now.
Amen.
You want to start a business. They'll say, oh, no black people got that. No big people got that. No small people got that. No people your age got that. There are some people that come up to you and you're at the hospital with one of your loved ones. When they come up to you, because it's relative to you. And they come up to you and say, you know what? My so-and-so had something like that, and he died.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are negative people. You don't want to be around them unless you're on a mission. And I'm going to tell you kind of mission. God talks to you almost audibly. Go on a mission. Family reunion. Maybe a funeral, maybe. Because Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. I'm going to leave that alone. That's a sermon for another day. God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, marriage, hallelujah, a mission. You deal with the mission, and then when you finish the mission, you go to the ark of safety.
Amen.
Because when you get on that boat, and that boat got hold of it, and you stay on that boat, guess who's going down with the boat?
You are.
Amen. You don't believe me? Ask the people from the Titanic. Help me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
How to say no? The big N, the little O. No.
Amen.
But see, here's some things that you can do. But I don't mean no harm. But I can't do it at this time.
Amen. I can't.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't have the money? No, you didn't say that. Does that mean, you know, you got five cars and they want to borrow one of yours. But they don't have three cars and they crash all of them. I'm going to tell you something. He said, I can't at this time. All the cars that I have, they got a job. In other words, they mine, I want to keep them.
That's right. Amen.
No. Just because you got the resources, don't mean you have to give it up.
Amen.
Because they got to pick the word of God.
Right.
You got to, you know who they are. Always got the problem.
Mm.
People call them needy.
Mm.
We got to minister to them, but not, minister to them, it may be saying no.
Amen.
That's ministry too.
Amen.
I need to preach that one day. The ministry of no. Mm. Anyway, that's for another day.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got to understand. Give me another switch. I'm going to move. Because that was the, my time is expired. I haven't even started.
1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man. Neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure.
Look here. The Bible says somewhere, I might have put it in one script, but if you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
And then you got somebody sitting up in your house. There are a lot of women do this, and I'm not knocking y'all up in here, because I know none of y'all doing this. Well, you got a man in your house who's sick, a limb, you know, who ain't sick, but he said, well, I'll go look for a job at 2 or 3 o'clock. And he watching TV and playing video games. And eating and living in your house. That's not sound. You can't say yes to that mess. You can't say yes to, you know somebody in that situation. You tell them, look here, I don't mean no harm.
but you got a mess on your hands. See, not only are they going to go down, but they're taking you with them.
Amen.
I know somebody who got married. He married, when he got married, he was making $2 of money. By the time that relationship was over, she was gone, and he was on welfare with a whole bunch of kids.
Help, Lord.
Sometimes, even you have to offer, and something told you, it ain't right. You ever see that God opens your eyes, and you're walking down the aisle, you think that's where you walk. God will run. And you look at the groom waiting for you, and he's got a tail or two.
Oh,
I suggest you make a beat. You turn around and say, where's she going? She just came to her senses and she's going out to the door. You can't hook up. Unequally up together, hooked up with a negative person.
Right.
Ain't
going everywhere.
You can't. No, a negative people are two different things. No, maybe a positive, but you're trying to help somebody. You're not supposed to be paying rent for your 50-year-old son or daughter unless they're mentally challenged.
Right.
And then they get money, so you're going to take their money and help them pay their rent. But if they have soundness of mind and body, and they're going on 60, and you still paying for the insurance on that car? You still, you know, co-sign for the car, and they stop paying. Hallelujah. You don't co-sign for the Christians.
Amen.
The Bible says don't co-sign.
Amen.
I'm kidding. Your son, your daughter, your father, your wife, you know, they got to stand on their own two feet. If you're supposed to be an adult, act like it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if it's true or not. But somebody co-signed for a child. They weren't ready for a car. They got the car, they co-signed, and they killed themselves in a car accident. Sometimes waiting is good. It may save your life. Saying no is salvation for a lot of folk.
Amen.
Saying no is opening up somebody's eyes.
Yes, yes.
I got to do it myself.
Yeah.
What's that DUI?
Yeah.
Do it yourself?
I mean,
is that what that is? Yeah. Do it. No, DIY? I don't know what that is. But anyway, do it yourself.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. See, I learned. I co-signed with somebody many years ago in the 70s. Thank God it was a small loan. The reason why they need a co-sign is either no credit or they don't keep promises.
Mm.
And the Bible calls them a fool if you make a vow, don't keep it.
Amen.
And you're going to hook up with a fool?
Mm.
Guess who else is the fool?
Amen.
One times zero is what?
Zero.
100 times zero is what?
Still zero.
1,000 times zero is what?
Zero.
1,000,000 times zero is what?
A zero.
You hook up with a zero, guess what you're going to be?
A zero.
Boy, y'all can preach this yourself.
No.
I know I have to stop. We got to do a part two and probably part three. How many scriptures did I use?
Two. Only two.
How many scriptures did I have?
Ten.
Part two. Three on Wednesday, part four maybe next Sunday. I mean, part two next Wednesday. I've lost count already. And part three maybe next Sunday. How the Lord be.
Hallelujah.
But he is broke. Hallelujah.
Right.
How to say no.
Amen.
When it's hallelujah. Saying yes is spiritually unsound. And saying yes, it's a pride. Sometimes saying yes is spiritually unsound.
Amen.
I don't want to call. I'm 5 years old. I don't want to call. 5 minutes call. Let me drive the car, mommy. You want to let the car, can't even touch the pedal. You going to let the child drive the car? Are you outside your mind?
No.
Yes, I know it's a trait of a child and the way they should go, but they talk about driving a car. You train them up when they get old enough so their feet can touch the pedal. And the law says they can. But anyway, praise the Lord.
Jesus Lord!
Who said that?
Thanks to Jesus.
All those that still say, please say amen.
Amen. I know.
And three people said they still sleep. Okay. Trust the Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. What a
way. Father God, we thank you. We praise your name for the word. We just got started, Lord. Because some folks have got so much stress from family members. You know what? The world don't put as much on us as our families, Lord.
Amen.
You know they pull us and they give us gift trips. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the freedom and the knowledge in your word.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord, for your knowledge.
Thank you.
Will set the captive
yes,
free today.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Continue to bless.
Thank you. Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you so much for joining us today. Hallelujah. And if you someday want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, we will not be doing our job if we did not give you the opportunity to accept him. Hallelujah. If you want to be saved, just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Hallelujah. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. You are now saved. You are a child of God. We believe you prayed that prayer. You are now saved. Hallelujah. Please contact us. Send a substitute to us in the mail. I'll address your envelope to Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you'd like to have a Bible, if you need someone to pray with you, please call 410-444-152. Hallelujah. We'll be glad to pray with you. Hallelujah. We'll be glad to see that you get a Bible. Hallelujah. And join us in the morning. Hallelujah. In the morning prayer line. That number is 720-527-5952, and the access code is 103-45-45-10. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is AJ still in here?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come? Okay.
Hallelujah.
Can you bring a chair to the right here?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hey Siri, play "We Bring the Sacrifice."
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Can you take the thing back?
I'm ready to be now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put that basket in front of him. And since you are the first one, we're going to set a tradition. We're going to put some money in this basket for you. Go.
Wait, wait. Put this in the basket for you. They want to be accepted.
I know, but that's not what's going to get you to the top, wanting to go with the flow. Sometimes you have to go the no. Say no. Say, excuse me. I'm going this way. Or they would say, hey, you want to, hey, a party going on tonight, want to go here and there? No, thank you, I'm good, and go. You don't owe no explanation?
Right.
You don't owe no explanation? Say, I got something to do. I always have something to do. You gotta go home and pray, you gotta go home and have time with the Lord, you gotta go to the bathroom, you got something to do. So therefore, you say, no, thanks, I'm good, I'm busy that time. Hallelujah. And go and always make time for the Lord. When you make time for him, he will make time for you. When you are not ashamed of him, he won't be ashamed of you. Hallelujah. He will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. And watch him excel you because you honor him, because you put him first. You put him foremost. When you say, Lord, I can't do anything without you. And you'll let him know that, hallelujah. He'll make you, you'll be the head and not the tail. You won't be something that everybody else can look up to. And we're all like, how in the world? How in the world? The Lord is showing you mighty, mighty things right now through what's happening in your mom's life. So therefore, you know the God that we serve. And he won't let you down. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's nothing, no road in this life that you will cross, that he won't cross with you, that you can't say, okay, God, I need you to go with me. Hallelujah. There may be some times you may say, Lord, I'm scared. You know what? Continue to speak up for the Lord. There's no spot that you're going to go that he can't go before you.
Amen.
You need to say, okay, God, I need you to go with me with this. Anybody you have to speak to, professors or counselors, you have to sit in front of, Lord, I need you to go with me.
Yes.
And God will. He'll always be there. He will always be there. I don't care how gray it looks, how dark it looks, or whatever. Hallelujah. God will always be there. When the children was, Israel was leaving, there was a cloud of fire by night and a cloud by day to lead and guide, and to protect. And he fed them. There was never a time, there was never a need that they had that he did not supply. He rained down manna from heaven to feed them.
Right.
He gave them quail. He gave them meat. He gave them the clothes that they wore when they left 40 years ago. They were still wearing 40 years later because God allowed the clothes to grow with them. He allowed the shoes to grow with them. He supplied their every need. There was no need that came up that he did not supply. That's the same for you, Malachi. God is already going before you to make the road straight in the name of Jesus. And you will bless many lives. Not just the professors, not just the children, the professors too. I was there. Hallelujah. And there were things that God blessed me to say that the professors couldn't say.
Yes, that's right.
When it came to witnessing about Jesus,
yes.
Hallelujah. When he still the one to say crazy things, hallelujah. The Lord allowed me to speak up. And I got to know the professor. I look at him and the professor's not me because they couldn't say it. I could, though. Hallelujah. And in myself, I wouldn't because I'm always in a shy, bashful person. But when you hear all this craziness, the word of God will roll up and go, oh, God. Ooh. And it was just like I had to regurgitate and just bring it up. And the word of God would come out. And I'm sure it freed someone. God knows after it came out, I was free.
Yeah.
God is able, and God will bless you the same way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you two things. Number one, there's a national fraternal organization called Alpha and Omega. It's on most college campuses. It's a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized group of believers. Check to see if they have a branch down there. Also, where there's a will, there's an aid. When you give the instructor what he wants, when he wants it, how he wants it, he can't help but give you an aid. Because if he gives you less than an aid, he said, you said do this, I did it. You said this long, I did it. You said cut it in before the day, I did that. Respectfully, sir, where's my aid? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Also, one of the seven codes of wisdom is to have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. You're not just there for yourself. You're holding up the blood-stained banner. And when you do your work, like when I went to college several moons ago, I typed my stuff up, even my homework. I put a graphic page on the front, and I saw a lot. You know, I was the oldest in the class, of course. And I folks were telling this stuff. When they say cover page, they mean cover page. I had a cover page. I had a cover page for the cover page. I had the graphic and stuff. I had my stuff looking pretty. Right. And I got an A. Guess what? My stuff looking pretty. I was on the dean's list. Hallelujah. A couple of semesters, I made, you know, all A's. You know, that's how I flowed. That's how you can flow. Amen. Where there's a will, there's an A. Now, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to play this song. I made a vow to the Lord. While I'm playing this song, all of you up here, I want you to love on him and drop something. Everybody came up from... Everybody came up here? Y'all in the basket. They put it in the basket. Hold on. Y'all beat me to the punch. The brother wants to say something. Where's the brother?
I did want to say something.
Oh.
He's going to say something, too.
I'm Bobby Les.
I ain't going along. I ain't going to say too much, but you know how you are. Just stay positive,
yeah.
Into the Bible,
yeah.
And just carry your mental health wise, you know, physical health wise. Just be prepared, steady, you know, just do your thing. Like, he really is, like, a rare breed. Like I'm really proud of you. I'm proud to say you really, my walking heart, you are the reason that I actually stopped doing a lot of stuff because I seen how you was looking at me and just started doing things I did. And then I'm like, yeah, I can't keep going outside and keep, I gotta focus up so he can stay focused, work out, you know, try to get into the Bible. Well, the Bible, it was already easy, man. But I was going to say I'm really proud of you, and I'm glad to see you a rare breed that's from my blood, right? And I love you.
Bless
you, Lord. Amen. And after my Valentine,
oh,
okay,
I was
going to
say,
the mother will say something, but you got it already. I'm reading my mind. So I just want to say, Lord, how I'm proud of you. For the last few months, I had to give you back to God because I just was holding so tight to you and still pushing you. And I just remember one day when I told you, I said, Malachi, when you see me cry, it's normal. It's not because I don't want you to go. It's because I have spiritual maturity and trust God to say, I have to let you go. I'm just so extremely proud of you. And I had to exercise my faith in what I instilled in you, the same faith that my mother, you know, instilled in me. And that is the word of God, being an independent thinker, being bold and courageous. you can have your fun. Stay focused. Because if Satan can't get to me, he would try to get to you on that campus to get you all focused. You, and just like Xavier said, you both are rare breeds. And it starts in the home. So when I tell you I'm proud of you, God is doing a Holy Ghost alignment. He is doing a Holy Ghost alignment. You better be sorry. Y'all know I get the stats of crime. Young black men die every day, but God. But God.
Hallelujah.
You have redefined that book. You are so apartheid. You have redefined that book. You have redefined that book. So again, I'm proud of you. I thank God for covering you. I thank God for giving you the desire to pray and to get into the Word of God. And sometimes when I come into your room, you are reading. You are already praying. Again, thank you for also covering both your brother and I as well. Because God hears your prayers and God is answering your prayers as well. You have redefined the books of Baltimore City Public School as well. Be proud of yourself. Celebrate yourself as well. Don't take you lightly. Because if other people can see the greatness in you, but that you don't see it in yourself, they will distract you from you. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall continue to direct your path. Think big. Pray big. Take the limits off. Take the limits off. Speak over yourself, and don't let anyone tell you how to speak over yourself. You can say, I am wealthy. I am whole. I am focused. Whatever you desire, nothing is impossible for our God. Amen.
I work hard for certain things in my life, and sometimes I just y'all gave me the confidence now, but before then, I ain't really had a lot of confidence when it came to praying a lot, and of course I believe in God and stuff, but I always wanted to have like visions and always vividly always wanted to see him. Because I know that would just give me a more booster than I am now. And I get my coffee because of them too. And even if I had to say my little sister, but I don't really see that often. But when I do see her, I always show her my love and respect because regardless, that's family anyway. So I always pray and I always say nobody's not perfect. Nobody's not perfect at all. We are sinners and we have our reasons to not be in his kingdom, but when God gives us opportunities and stuff likely to do, to always have another day to praise him and turn back and repent the sins that people commit, then it's like he's giving us chances, but sometimes people don't really take it as lightly as how we are, and I won't even say myself because we're all in all this together, but I would say most likely I still question about my college life. I always have thoughts, even if they're intrusive thoughts as far as like girls and how I would be distracted and what the things that other people would do to me or how I would do it to them. But it's just thoughts. And I always recently I've been very heavy with the praying because it just life goes on. And sometimes I always question life, like how will I provide? Will I ever have kids? And even if I had kids, how will I even train up them to be how I am? How much knowledge do I have of myself to get to them? My mother gave to me, or even my brother, or my father, I have to say. But I always imagine sometimes that I'm to be a good father, even my own, you can heal my kids. And it just starts that kind of mind like that. That I always wonder sometimes, like, how would my life be? And I always pray at night to be, oh, dear Heavenly Father God, please keep my IQ sharp. Let me not have thoughts of suicidal thoughts as far as killing myself, because maybe I can't judge people, but I know what people can go to and to keep doing these things. And I'm not perfect, because I can admit, it's always lustful sins that I commit. I can tell you now, like, we are in this, it's always lustful sins that I commit. So after that, I always, even things that we do, we always have regrets of doing them. So always turn down God. Like, as far as like praying, I'd be like, Father God, please forgive me for even doing this and that. And then sometimes I do it again, but when I go right back to it, I always tell myself, like, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this in moments of God? And I pray in the morning, and I pray at the night, and some prayers may be the same, but sometimes I always try to advance my prayers to say different things in different situations, because I don't really like to always say the same thing, but it's never that, and I always try to increase my vocabulary of certain things, and I love to talk to God, and I love to do different things, and I guess I could say I'm a rare breed, because there's not a lot of people like me as far as that, because I remember when I was on a trip, there was a lot of people, like, and sure, I probably wasn't praying to God, but of course, there was a lot of people drinking and smoking weed, and I'm just here standing, like, I'm grateful that, you know, I'm not like those people, because, like, anybody can, I mean, God can be, well, I wouldn't say made, but God could have been a person who was jealous, mad, angry, and show all these simple ways how the devil does it, but he just chose love, because he loves us as his child, literally, his child. I don't know, Sister QB, earlier Sister QB said something about how he just give us this, and he just generously love us as family, and I'm like, now how could somebody do that sometimes? And even with Jesus, like he was like maybe the only perfect person on this who walked on this earth according to the Bible and all these things. And maybe I can't do that, but I can try to at least be holy as I possibly can. Because sometimes I sit down and I think about how certain things I do and how, like, will I ever keep this everlasting God with me throughout my life, and I still pray and stuff, but it's just the thought about even, like, going to hell scares me, and maybe maybe about right now, it's not really, but I always look at testimonies and how the day can be and how, but there's sometimes people, it's too late for people sometimes to actually say something. I don't want to be in that situation when my last breath is F you or you or B or oh, I'll come back and all that. It's just stuff like that that just gets me worried sometimes in life. Even like when I'm growing up, sometimes I may be this now, but maybe 20 years later, I may be something different than I am now. And I've looked back and I regret that. I regret not being that person no more. So when somebody sometimes, if I take my last breath and say anything that's holiness, I may end in a place where there's no loving, there's no follow God. It's literally a definition of bad. And I always pray to God sometimes. I'll be saying this. I'm like, Father God, give me, live me longer. I know I said anything could be our last day. Kids around my age and kids who have knowledge like me and everybody else around this room knows, even younger than Malachi and Donovan, they know what they are. And you, hell is not like a limit place. As long as you have demons in you or anything else, you're going there. So I advise myself sometimes to keep on praying. And I, even like yesterday, I said, forgive me for, I could say somewhat like bluffing, like as far as like, I said, I'm going to read the Bible this day, but the next 2 days I start reading the Bible. Well, I maybe said, I'm praying, I can't wait to pray. I'm going to pray after this, and it may be like 2 hours I pray later. So that's something I wanted to, but I, I definitely pray for college myself. Just like I said, I'm still on, I'm sure about who my college life will be. But with the hands of God, I know it's going to be well. That's all I got to say.
Hallelujah. We see now that he's going to be an orator to us. We give him the mic, and there he goes. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. A priestess, hallelujah. But I want you to know this. Number one, stay connected with us. The morning worship at 7, 8 a.m. Be on there as much as you can. Remember what the Word of God says in 2 Timothy 2:15. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study the word. How do you study the word? You've got to get into a setting where there's study going on so you can hear the word of God. That is, like I said, Alpha and Omega is the Holy Ghost filled tongue talking, fire baptized, fraternal organization on most major colleges in the United States. Find that out. Find a church that you can be a part of. Yes. Stay in tune with us. Because the 515-602-9787 is the number you can call to listen to our Wednesday and Sunday services. Yes. Yeah. And because we do some teaching. We don't play games. Because y'all going through life. Amen. And life's going to happen to all of us. And we need to know how to navigate through life. And this is what we're going to be dealing with. Amen. And we're going to be teaching with you. Stay under teaching. Don't be a know-it-all. You don't know it all. And you can't find it all by being by yourself. God didn't call no long rangers.
Amen.
Even a long ranger had a partner, counsel. Yeah, you know, so he didn't call no long rangers. So, but he's going to be with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Just want, and thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I want to do a three cheers and a war. Is that what you're saying? Hip hip hooray! Come on now. Hip hip hooray! Hip 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 hooray! Hip hip hooray! God bless you. God bless you, Malachi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right, Elder Q.
Okay. Okay. The crop was something that
Yes. Yes. We never want to just miss the time of giving anybody that has a testimony a chance for a testimony. We need to be able to hear testimonies from different ones, just what one person may have gone through or going through, somebody else, the word of God said you overcome by the word of your testimony and the hallelujah and the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We never want to miss the time of someone sharing because someone else just may need just what you have to share.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
So I just want to say again, the testimony that I have are my two sons sitting in front of me. That's a testimony. That's a testimony. That is a testimony. But this week I had an interview that I've been waiting for because I just was like, God, I want more. I don't want to work for another 501c3 and have to deal with funding issues. If anyone know about 501c3, because some people are like, but when I tell you, they asked me if I can be interviewed on the 1st of August. So I already was excited because I just feel like I feel a shift. And I'm saying it, I'm like, I'm telling you, I can't explain it. I just feel a shift. I feel a shift, and I was sharing this, like, this shift, just feeling the shift I couldn't explain. So then on last Tuesday, they then called me in the morning and said, hey, one of the attorneys can't meet today, so can we reschedule for Friday? So I thought, I said, Friday is my birthday. I said, yes. I said, yes, we can. We can reschedule for Friday. Most people said, oh, no, you know, it's next Monday. So, nope, in my mind, I said, God, give me my birthday gift. Give me my birthday gift. I was like, God, give me my birthday gift. On my birthday, going into my 40s with spiritual maturity and shifting. I said, God, I have sown great seeds. For years, I have given what I did not have. I gave when I wasn't feeling well in my body. I said, God, I said, please, let my harvest come in August. So then Friday came. So, of course, I was telling my mother all week about the interview. So Friday came. And so when I walked into this large conference room, And as I told my mother, and she just brought it to my attention, maybe because I just told her what it looked like in there. It was this huge conference table. It was I've never seen one this big and this long. And I noticed everyone was sitting on each side, like each side. It had to have been at least 12 people in there, y'all. 12 people in there. This was MBTA, Maryland Department of Transportation Authority, and then also the companies that's contracted for the Chesapeake Bay Crossing Study. So from Maryland all the way down to Virginia, and like inside Virginia. So when I went to the boardroom. What am I supposed to say? The conference room, and I said, okay, so where do I sit? And they said, oh, you can sit whatever you would like. And without hesitation, it didn't dawn on me until my mother said it, without hesitation, I sat at the head of the table. I'm telling y'all, I sat at the head of the table, you know, chest out, chin up, the crown of God on me, and I just was like, oh, okay, so how, you know, and then I just started to proceed to act like I knew everyone in the room. I did, you know. Yes. So the interview was at 11, y'all. I was in there, and I think I called my mother like a little after 1. It was sometime after 1. From 11 to sometime after 1:30.
So I called my mother while I was backing out, still seeing the bridge, you know that logo and everything. I was like, Mommy, I got the job. They offered me the job. They offered me the job. They offered me the job. And when I tell you, I'll just say this. I turned 40. They offered me over my age per hour with full benefits, with guaranteed Christmas bonus, with a guaranteed raise within 6 months and not a year. And they said that they created this position. Y'all don't understand. That's what I pray for. Y'all don't know. I'm telling you, God is my witness. I said, God, even if a company had to create a position for me, I said, God, create the position. Let me be the first of me. When I tell you, I was the only black person sitting at that table. I was not intimidated. I was very confident. And then when I tell you, and I did not even check the emails because it's a Sunday, but then they emailed me, and then she was like, Pam. It was like, first of all, it was Pam. And then I don't remember word for word how she said it, but this is what I do remember. She said, you are the light that came into the room and yes, because you know I showed the sun. I'm saying, look at that, somebody just emailed me. And I want to say this, I had to say, God forgive me, because I'll be honest, when she asked me what salary was I looking for, I was about to lowball myself. And then she looked at me, and then she looked at my resume, and looked back at me, and then pushed my resume to the side, and she said, well, I was thinking this, between these two numbers, with your experience, she said, and I can tell you represent yourself very well, with all the awards, the President Award, and all this that you say, the Pimlico Preakness, that you're on a lawsuit with that front and center with the city. She said, and then she leaned forward, and she said, here's the thing. I am the Senior Vice President. It starts and stops with me, and it's a yes for me. So I got you. So when I tell you, that's why I don't say catchy things, you know, like favor not fair. No, yes, the favor is fair, especially when he's my dad.
Thank you.
Especially when I'm asking for favor.
Thank you.
Mind-blowing miracles in favor.
Thank you.
And so I don't know whatever y'all are in the need, whatever you are in the need for, please take the limits off of God. Take it off of God. Take it off of God. Because I speak this, but then I had to walk in their Holy Ghost authority. And then every table that God prepared for you is not of your enemy. Sometimes it's what of you ask for. And now let's see how you conduct yourself at the table. So what just popped in my mind was Psalms 23. And then what comes to mind is, my cup run up over. My cup is running all over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow my son Malachi. Surely goodness and mercy will follow my oldest son Xavier. My bonus there, Pastor Peaches, Aunt Julie, Stephanie. Come on, Sister Tiffany. I'm sorry, Sister Tiffany. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, Elder Kiwi. Come on now, Brother Jerry. I've been knowing him because I was, what, 5 and 6 years old. And come on. You serve with a serving heart. Come on. Come on, Deacon. Deacon, as you serve with a serving heart, and even down to the children in here. And so I just want to say, God, I thank you. I receive you. I declare and decree. It is mine. It is written. So it is so. And thank God for the done. Thank God for the done.
He's able to do a seeing abundantly of birds.
Oh!
Hey! Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the God we serve, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So many times we have to, I refer back to sermons that Pastor Warren has preached, and he said, we tie God's hands. We tie the Lord's hands. So many times we need it. We tell God how we want him to do it. How we want him to do it. How dare we? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew, I'm going to give benediction. We'll be here. I mean, I can continue because God is just so good. We can just go on and talk about the Lord and things. Was there anybody else that had a testimony? Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for all our hearts have felt and our ears have heard. Father God, we thank you for the anointing of the Lord and your presence that's been here in the service. And we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercy, your great love. Hallelujah, for being the God that you are.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for another day. So this is the day that you have made.
Yes.
And we will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. Father God, we just thank you for all that you've done. All that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Hallelujah. Father God, as everyone goes home, Lord God, we ask you to protect them, bless them, lead them, and guide them. Hallelujah. Protect them as they go into their homes. Hallelujah. Protect them as they drive. Bless the saints, Lord God, who weren't able to get here today in the name of Jesus, all the ones that we have prayed for. Hallelujah. Lord God, be in front, in the back, on the right, on the left. Above and beneath, but most of all, Lord God, deep down within us, continue. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless our homes that is all. Let them all, Lord God, when they return home, Lord God, let them find the way that they left them. Lord God, even better. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we continue to commit our lives, our homes, our children, our companions, everything, Lord God, unto you. In the name of Jesus. Because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Lord God, we just thank you for blessing us with a beautiful week, blessing us for sweet sleep at night when we lay down. Hallelujah. Peace and protection in our home. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for gas in the tank and money in the box. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for blessing us from seen, unseen areas. Hallelujah. Bringing the blessings from the north, east, south, and west. Hallelujah. From most unlikely sources. In the name of Jesus. Loose the bands of the enemy and the hand of the enemy that's holding up finances from the people of God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we are looking for blessings, and we finally hand the enemy upset his plan as he tried to hold up the blessings from the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we declare, we decree, loose in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said whatever we loose in heaven is loose on earth, whatever we bind is bound. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we loose the presence of God, loose its prosperity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the most unlikely sources.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we even thank you for companies and, Lord God, that have seen that we've overpaid, hallelujah, and issuing money back to us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for homes and vehicles. We thank you for debt cancellation.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
God bless
you.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Real quick, it's going to be less than a 5-minute meeting with those that went to the Super Saturday.
Hallelujah.
I want to first thank you for coming to the Super Saturday. And I wanted to apologize. The first Super Saturday, I got there before everybody. This last one, I didn't. And because I didn't, certain things were as it should have been, because I was thinking about the people, because they said 98 degrees. I didn't want y'all staying outside for those 2 hours in 98-degree weather.
That's why we talked about, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. The next time we have an activity similar to that activity, we're going to make sure that we do nothing until pastor get there.
Amen.
And then we're going to pray over everybody. We're going to join hands. We may even sing a song, but we're going to pray and get all on one page, on the same page, and on one accord. And then we're going to minister to the people. We cannot minister to the people if some of us are at the subway. Nobody told anybody to go to the subway, but somebody went to the subway. And people went across the street. We're not as a group. We need to stay as a group. And that was my fault because I didn't get there first. Next time, I'm going to be there first. How it is, I just want to let you know. And just to get to let you know, the next Super Saturday is the 30th of September. And it's going to be Praise in the Park. We're going to Cox Point Park, which is the end of Riverside Park. It's going to be prayer, praise, worship, singing, fishing, games, and food. And so we're going to get a fly together, but everyone is welcome.
Amen.
And they're going to register in advance, though.
Amen.
And out of the TV. And you know, register.
Right.
Now, a couple of things I'm gonna talk about with the committee, because I think that the committee, I know Pastor Pete, Father Deacon, AJ, and all the QB and anybody else that she wants to be part of that committee. But the bottom line is that we got to talk about a couple of things, and we can do that on the phone. So we'll do that one day on the phone. So I don't want to hold y'all because this was a longer service than normal. So God bless you. And thank you so much for waiting. And Prophet, since you can dismiss us from this little meeting.
Oh, she's gone.
Okay. Well, I'll do this. Father God, we thank you, Lord. First of all, Lord, I want to pause for a second. Lord, any other comments before we close this meeting?
Still have bags of breakers available. We have 27 bags left. The contest will end the third Sunday in September.
Okay. I want four bags because I had $20 that someone gave me yesterday.
Okay.
So I want four bags to suggest me. Hallelujah. Okay. Any other comments about, this is a recap for the Lexington Market event. Okay. Okay, now on the Super Saturday for September, those who are going to be serving, they need to meet here at the church at 10 o'clock. They're going to have a continental breakfast. They're going to put on the T-shirts, you know, and caps, so everybody will know who they are. And we'll cover all that at the meeting, later meeting. God bless you. Now, Father God, we thank you again. We praise your name, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing in this ministry. We thank you, Lord, for everyone, every man, woman, boy, girl. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them, anointing every man, woman, boy, girl, whether they're here or at home, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in abundance. We thank you, Lord, for giving them super abundantly above in Jesus' name. So we praise your name. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the Good News Youth Club and the direction and the leaders of the club and the members. In Jesus' name. And everyone say,
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.